Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Friday, April 19th, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. Hope everybody out there has had a great week so far and has some fun stuff planned for the weekend. I know I have a lot of great things looking forward to, and we have some great stuff coming up on FedScoop.com later today. One of those things is this morning I went out to the AFSCME Bethesda breakfast where Stephen Van Roeckel discussed the federal fiscal year 2014 budget for IT and gave some more kind of details into what is tied into that. So look for coverage of that later today on FedScoop.com. One thing I wanted to talk about today was a story that my tag team partner Luke Fretwell did. It's about Horde, which is a new iPhone app which gives users access to real-time contract activity, including the ability to follow new listings by agency, specific contracting officers, and private sector contract history and activity. This app is pulled from FedBizOps and USAspending.gov. It was built by GovTribe, an Arlington, Virginia-based startup, and it's available on iTunes for $3.99, which I learned yesterday is slightly less than a caramel macchiato at Starbucks. My wife loves them. They're like $4.50. That's ridiculous. That for a cup of coffee? Anyway, you can get the app for $3.99 on iTunes. Currently, only contract data from U.S. Agency for International Development, the State Department, and the Millennium Challenge Corporation is available on Horde. However, an updated version scheduled for May will include all federal agencies, so it's a good time to get the app. Current customers include government contractors, federal government employees, and journalists. Plans for expanding Horde to other platforms are slated for the next 6 to 12 months, so you on other devices will be coming up soon. The company that came up with this GovTribe was founded in just September 2012 by former government contractors Nate Nash, Jay Hirani, and Mark Voetman, who all previously worked for Deloitte and Bearing Point. It's a really neat app. I was checking it out earlier today. A lot of interesting stuff on there. You got to figure there's so much government contracting information out there with all the RFPs, RFIs, all the stuff that's constantly coming out. It only makes sense that it's going to be on an iPhone. This seems like this is going to be an app that everyone in the Washington, D.C. area, or at least every business development person in the Washington, D.C. area, maybe I should put it that way, will have on their phone. So interesting idea. Exciting to see kind of government contracting hit the mobile space like this. It's really a fascinating idea, and kudos to the folks at GovTribe for coming up with it. Should be great. So I guess that'll cover for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. We'll have a Fed OSS podcast on Monday. So I'll be back on Tuesday with a new podcast from me. And like I said, we'll have other stuff coming up on FedScoop.com. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. We'll see you then.